The report, released by UW-Stevens Point, shows that the school contributes $378 million each year to the regional economy. Chancellor Linda Bunnell notes the figure is more than 10 times the amount of state tax revenue that goes to the school.
I believe our investment from the state in this campus is around $36 million. That's quite a multiplier effect.
The report also shows that UW-Stevens Point employs 5,700 people in Portage County, out of a population of 70,000. Jeff Landon is the executive director of the Portage County Business Council.
The economic impact of our universities is as strong, if not stronger, than some of these studies you will see from private sector industries, the impact of the paper industry, the healthcare industry, and others.
Landon said there's a political message to the study. He wants the legislature to stop cutting the UW budget.
The economic cuts that have been made to the university, it's enough. They have paid their fair share, and we would almost argue more than their fair share.
And as for the timing of the report's release, Chancellor Bunnell had this to say.
You know, the governor is putting together his budget right now, so we hope he takes notice.
The economic impact study was prepared by North Star Economics, a private research firm based in Madison. In Stevens Point, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.